Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as you heard in the headlines, Garda investigating the death of a 17-year-old at an emergency care facility in Dublin yesterday. The victim suffered fatal stab wounds to the head and chest during an attack at the unit, which is located in Donaghmede. Another juvenile is currently receiving medical treatment in hospital and is understood to have been the teenager arrested at the scene. In a statement, Thusla confirmed this facility provided care to those seeking international protection. I'm joined in studio now by Tanya Ward, Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to what happened yesterday?
Well, look, it's devastating. And for anyone working within the care system or with separated children, this will be very traumatic and very traumatic for the young people who were impacted by this directly and the care worker that was on site when this event actually happened. I suppose one thing to remember, though, is this is a rare event. I mean, I don't have any memory of something like this happening for children within the refugee system, particularly for unaccompanied minors and separated children. And nearly 900 arrived last year. So it's a very rare event. And I can only just think about his parents who are in Ukraine.
And we don't know enough about the background to this, but kids of this age, 17, arriving in Ireland from Ukraine, is that to avoid conscription? Because they'll be turning 18 shortly.
That's what we suspect. And in the beginning of the conflict, actually, a lot of 17-year-olds did arrive, young males arrived. And part of that was, and if you talk to Ukrainians, it was to avoid the conscription. And things have changed a bit in Ukraine, whereas there is some discussion about 18 and 19-year-olds being conscripted now and brought to the front line. So as you can imagine, a lot of 17, 17-and-a-half-year-olds are arriving. This is your only chance to avoid dying on the Russian front lines. And about half the population of unaccompanied minors, refugee children, that Tuzla would have a responsibility for are from Ukraine.
So they are either on their own bat heading off to Ireland and other places, one presumes, to avoid going to the front line, or else being dispatched by their parents who want to protect them from the possibility
that's
of death
right.
at the hands
that's
of the
right. And for any of the kind of, I suppose, even for all the unaccompanied minors who would arrive here, often what has happened is if there is a parent still alive, they've done everything they can to get their child out of the country. A lot of the unaccompanied minors we have, they're from Ukraine, Somalia, Afghanistan, places where there's war and conflict. Sometimes it's an aunt and uncle that's put all the money together to get them out, but there'll be a very good reason. And for Ukraine's at this moment in time, it is the Russian front line.
So, I mean, we had a very good ratio, it would appear, if there were four teenagers living in this particular facility and one care worker to look after them. That's a very good ratio of staff to occupant, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what you would hope. I mean, young people do well. I mean, particularly when they're 17, 17 and a half, you know, they're in more semi-independent situations and they don't respond well to being put in a formal care residential centre. Mm. But you also want an adult on site.
But
being
I'm
there
just
to
thinking, what more,
them.
With that kind of ratio, which is a very solid ratio, it's very good. What more could you do? I mean, you can't have one-to-one.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Attention.
No.
So 1 to 4 seems fair.
Yeah. I mean, I think it, in terms of the accommodation situation, like, you know, it was good to hear that there was a care worker on site. And obviously they did everything they can here. But these events are rare enough. And, you know, even putting four young people together like that, I mean, that kind of echoes some of the larger rules in place within the in the childcare system, because you're trying to create a home for young people. Yeah. You're trying to make it feel like, what does it feel like to be at home? You might be living with a small group of other young people. You wouldn't often be living in an institutional type setting. So you can understand why, and it's in a residential location, you know, it's more like a home type situation.
So do we need to react to this and or just treat it as a tragic one-off and that's it and commend Thusla on the job they are currently doing?
Well, I mean, this is like any other death of a child in contact with the care system. There needs to be, the National Review Panel needs to review what happened here to understand if there is any learnings here. Is there anything that could have been done to prevent this child's death? Maybe there isn't. And sometimes the National Review Panel, when they do review cases, that's what they find, that there was nothing that could have been done to prevent the death of this young person. But I
And people might be saying, if there was a stabbing, what about a knife? And, you know, I don't know what the nature of the knife was, but in any kitchen, you're going to have knives if you want to live normally. So
yeah, that's right. And what you may find, was there something around de-escalation, or maybe this happened very rapidly and it wasn't anything that could be done. So I think we can't speculate about that until it's independently reviewed and a report is issued from the National Review Panel. I think that's very important.
Do we know what happens to these children if they're coming here and they're still children at 16, 17, but heading for the legal age of majority at 18, what happens to them at 18?
So if they've arrived, at 17, and I suppose, and this is one of my concerns, they won't be, and they're not vulnerable, they're not admitted into the care system. And for some young people, they won't want that either, because they may be very independent. They may be in contact with their family. For some of the Ukrainians, for example, they would have a lot of contact with their family. But what concerns me is that when they turn 18, and this happens for any child in the country, to be honest, if they've arrived into the care system at 17, they can't get support with aftercare. And why that's important is, if you don't get aftercare, you're on your own. You don't have TUSA support. You won't get any financial help with education other than applying for your Susie grant. You don't get any help with housing. You have to go to the local council like anyone else to try and get help with housing. And that's something I worry about. I think we need to be giving more flexibility to TUSLA to extend aftercare for young people who turn 18. Because I tell you, if you dropped me in Addis Ababa, you know, at the age of 18, I wouldn't have been able to cope on my own. And, you know, we're expecting too much from young people that turn 18 and not extending care support
but
from
TUSLA. We know we have an accommodation crisis. So the challenge for TUSLA may be to keep on affording accommodation to people, even though they turn 18. You'd have a lot of competing 18-year-olds from the normal population to be saying, what about me?
Yeah, I mean, it's just shifting off onto, So is it the Department of Housing and local council responsible, or is it TUSLA that's responsible? And we know that when TUSLA is able to do aftercare and is given the space to do it, we know the outcomes are generally very good for those young people. Certainly there is a problem when it comes to TUSLA having the workforce and the residential facilities to deal with this growing population. Like, they were in yesterday to the Oireachtas Committee on Justice, and they were saying they anticipate nearly 1,200 unaccompanied minors to arrive by the end of the year. Now, that's going to put enormous pressure on trying to identify accommodation. And in other countries, and this is one of the flaws in the way we do it in Ireland, we leave our individual agencies to go off and compete with each other for accommodation in the local community, whereas a local council or a municipality would provide the accommodation, and the equivalent of TUSLA would just provide the service.
However, accommodation is the problem right throughout the economy. So that's a fundamental difficulty that we have. But the question of processing people who arrive here and determining, you know, that they're coming here, maybe there is a better place for them, but they've chosen Ireland because they've heard about it, that we do provide all of these services and so on and so forth. And we know that the government is talking about refining the immigration process so that people who desperately need to be here are here, and those who don't are turned away. With juveniles, that's a complicated problem.
Well, you see, and the first thing TUSLA has to do with an unaccompanied minor is, and this is with any child, is reunification with their family. That's the first thing, actually. Yeah. It's not separation from the family. The best place for you, if you're a child under the age of 18, is actually being unified with
your
family.
Does that mean that you send a child back to Ukraine because their family is in Ukraine,
well, unless,
even though the family may have sent them here?
Unless it's safe. So, and that'll be part of the equation. But it may be there's another family member in the UK or another part of Europe, and the best place to, and TUSA puts the work into that. Or they try and find maybe there's a family member in Ireland and they try and reunify them. But often, if you look at the unaccompanied minors coming to Ireland, it's, you know, Ukraine, there's war, Somalia, Afghanistan, you know, you're looking at the complete breakdown of a country and conflict. Often there's an underlying reason like that, and that's why they've come here. And yes, you know, the government will be looking at what is provided here in contrast to other countries. But the truth of it is they are children and we have an obligation to them, and we need to provide them with the care and support that they need until they're able to, you know, be independent themselves.
Yeah, it's a real quandary, because if you get, say, a child from Afghanistan, unless there's a big Afghan community here, I mean, we're as odd as you can imagine for an Afghan child arriving here. Our society, everything about us is different.
And
same with the Somalian, you know.
And we're getting very small numbers of those. So those people are actually going to other countries,
in
the region, or they're going to Germany or bigger countries. So we're only getting a fraction of some of those young people coming to us. But one of the reasons why we often do get people coming to Ireland is because one of the big focal points for migration in Europe is actually the United Kingdom. So we get a small proportion of people that are going to the United Kingdom.
Of course, we are the transit point.
Yeah.
All right, Tanya, thank you very much for joining us. That's Tanya Ward, Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.